Good day, gentlemen. Now, here's an ad that's, I'm assuming, very old. And I got this on X, and I'll put a link to it down below. And the person that put it on said it was kind of dark. Well, let's take a look.
You ready, babe?
Hey, can you drive? I got some work to do.
Okay. This place is sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Come on, we're here. Look around. Dude, look. Check out these crazy rocks.
You know what's crazy? It's like, how come this thing is not connecting? Bluetooth not on?
Not even looking at the snow. Well, we're home.
Finally, I get some Wi-Fi.
Well, yes, it is kind of dark, isn't it? But do you notice how they've done the switcheroo? All most of us guys know, it's femmes who live on their phones, who never leave home without it. If they burp, they have to tell the group. If they go somewhere, they've got to take pictures of themselves to show the group. But they can't show that on ads. They have to show the femme as absolutely perfect. No flaws. They also do it in TV programs, the news. Males are always the fall guys. And of course, we all know the real truth, don't we? You're not even allowed to criticize femmes online. Otherwise, that post disappears. But we all know it would be the femme that would be on the phone, more than likely. But they couldn't have that as well because look what she did to the guy. A male couldn't do that to a femme. Especially not on TV. Can you imagine the outcry there would have been? But males, you see, are more light-hearted. They can laugh at themselves. And of course, the Fiat 500 appeals to more femmes than males. Not very powerful, small, easier to park. And it comes in pink. They can never stop pushing the propaganda, can they? But who really believes it anymore? With all the videos and males talking today about their experiences. The real truth has been uncovered. Take it easy, guys.